And we're on the K&M Podcast's Game Prediction Friday. Ken Brown, Mike O'Hara, and Nick Roddy. Hello, gentlemen.
Gentlemen who walked in.
Yes.
Hello, Ken.
All right. And Roddy has joined us 2 days in a row this week, so we can be very appreciative. He actually made it today. Gentlemen, the game is at hand. I know it's Tiger fever throughout the Metro Detroit area, but there is some football to be played. The 2-1 Lions against the 3-0 Seattle Seahawks in a revenge game. First of all, the Lions and Seahawks must have played 22 consecutive years. I don't know how the scheduling works, but, Mike, I'm sick of watching these guys come to town.
Well, yeah. The fact that the Detroit Lions are probably sick of seeing them leave town with what they've done while they were here. So what they've won the last three, and you know, this is, look to me, it's going to be another tough night with them.
Exactly. And Nick, we've seen the uniforms change. Everything's changed with the Seattle Seahawks. The Legion of Boom is come and gone, but the Lions this is their kryptonite, and they have to get over it. Last year, after the game with the overtime, the Lions, they won their first game. They played the Seahawks the second game of the season. Geno Smith, who to me is, he's okay, came to town, and really they couldn't stop him last year. It was a big high-scoring game, and they lost. So, Nick, yeah. What are we looking for this year?
I mean, over 300, almost 330 yards last year, 2 touchdowns, no picks. I mean, it was by far his best game as a Seattle Seahawk, so it's going to be tough slowing down this offense. I mean, DK Metcalf is one of the premier wide receivers in the league. Terrion Arnold and Carlton Davis are going to have their hands full in the passing game. But I think they could slow down the running game. The Lions have done a really good job against the run so far this year. So if you make them one-dimensional, I think you're in a little better shape than you were last year.
You're right, Nick. And on the other side of it, what the Detroit Lions can do with their running game is really something. Just kind of looking at what we've seen in the first three games, maybe the Detroit Lions have become a defense-oriented team, run-oriented team.
Yeah, right now the deep, but the offense still is bubbling under the surface to me and is just waiting for a breakout game. Now, it might not be this week because Sam Laporta hasn't practiced up to now. Frank Ragnow is out. Campbell says that he's out. He's not playing. When your center is out, I think the last time the center was out, they didn't have a good offensive performance. So I'm leery about how much offense they're going to score. But they're just bubbling under the surface, Mike. Even last week in the 20-10 game, they scored 20 points in the first half, really 21, Jake Bates. And they couldn't get another, they didn't score again. And it's just that they got to be able to put a full game together.
You're taking credit for the extra point now?
I'm just saying, we can't be missing those Jake Bates. So what do you think? What do you think the key is going to be to this game?
Well, first of all, turnovers, and that's always part of the deal. And but to me, it's can the Lions, cope with the Seahawks with their speed, their strength, their power? Look, they're not just they can beat you on offense, they can beat you on defense. That's a really well put together team. That's how they got the 3-0.
Yeah, I think Kenneth Walker, Roddy, I don't know where his status is right now. He's iffy for this week. I think he's going to play, though, from what I heard. But they have Zach Sabino, who used to be at Michigan once upon a time before he went to UCLA. So where do you put that percentage of run? The Lions are great against the run. They've been that way. I think they're in the top two or three in the league against the run. So where do you see with that?
I mean, they were great against the run last year against the Seattle Seahawks. They ran 25 times for 82 yards. Kenneth Walker had 2 touchdowns. So, I mean, just because you're great against the run against a team doesn't mean, I mean, this, you know where they're going to be in, offensively, and you can slow down the pass. But, I mean, if Kenneth Walker comes back, he can hit some home runs in the run game. So I think it'll be tough. I'm interested to see who fills in at guard. I assume that Graham Glasgow moves to center?
Nope. Graham Glasgow is not going to move to center.
Why not?
They were wanting to leave him in the position. This is from some things I've been around and people I have talked to. They're going to leave Glasgow left guard. I think Knees is going to take over as center. And they'll probably bring up on the two guys to bring up for the week from the practice squad, the center from Florida, the rookie, and probably have him as a backup, to the center spot. I don't think you should move Glasgow over. Leave him where he's at. Just change the center. you know.
Well, he was moved from center to guard too, so he should be, you know, he should be comfortable in either position now.
I think the cohesion of the line, and he's playing left guard this year for, you know, since he played right last year. Leave him over there, let him stay over there, just interchange his center. We'll see what happens.
Right. Well, let's see what happens on offense too. I don't think the Lions have been the explosive offense that we predicted, you know, or expected anyway. I just don't think you just look at the points, the point totals. They just don't add up anywhere near what the Lions did at this point, especially last season when they were, you know, averaging, 30, 35 points a game at the start of the season. I'd like to see that from the Lions, just a replication of what they did last year.
I hear you. Well, it's going to be Black Uniform Monday. Everybody's excited about that. And the Lions always play good in prime time on Monday night. I ain't say they win all the time, but they do play good. So I expect some performances of some people that normally you won't get them from. So we'll see what's happening. Anyway, the Lions are favored by 3.5. Prediction time, Nick Roddy.
Oof. I'm going to say Lions 28, Seahawks 24.
Michael Hare.
No, I think I think it's going to be a tight game. I really do. Just one of those white knuckle fights from start to finish. The gamblers out there, if I'm right, you're going to be happy on Monday night and Tuesday morning. I like the Lions 27-23.
All right, I'm going to take 24-17. I'll just go with a one score win, 7-pointer, and it'll be over by 12-15 on Tuesday morning, so we'll see. All right, gentlemen. Yeah, it's going to be a long game. Just be ready for it. All right, gentlemen, we'll check back next week on our regular podcast and see who is right and who is wrong and who's a star and who's a bum. And that's what we do here on the K&M Podcast. Thank you, gentlemen.
See ya.
All right, guys. Good seeing you. Hearing you, I should say.